Joe Biden criticizes states protecting children from mutilation in LGBTQ+ Pride Month proclamation. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2023. President Joe Biden used his Pride Month proclamation to criticize states that have taken steps to protect children from mutilating their bodies in the name of gender affirmation. On the first day of June, the White House released President Biden's proclamation on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex Pride Month, 2023. The proclamation begins by hearkening to the 1969 Stonewall Inn riots, proclaiming that Pride is a celebration of generations of LGBTQ+ people who have fought bravely to live openly and authentically. Notably, LGBTQ+ is an extension of the traditional LGBT acronym, adding queer and intersex for the sake of further inclusivity. According to a February Gallup survey, just 0.1% of U.S. adults identify as queer. Still, Biden's acronym did not go as far as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's infamous LGBTQ+ people. And it is a reminder that we still have generational work to do to ensure that everyone enjoys the full promise of equity, dignity, protection, and freedom, he continued, using the term embraced by the left in lieu of equality. Biden continued, stating that the nation is at another inflection point, deeming laws designed to protect children from life-altering surgeries or treatments as hateful. In 2023 alone, state and local legislatures have already introduced over 600 hateful laws targeting the LGBTQ+ community. Books about LGBTQ+ people are being banned from libraries. Transgender youth in over a dozen states have had their medically necessary health care banned, Biden said, adding that homophobic and transphobic vitriol spewed online has spilled over into real life. Related, Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology. This is far from the first time Biden has criticized movements to protect children from the LGBT agenda, doing so during a March appearance on Comedy Central's The Daily Show. He blasted Florida for taking action to protect children, specifically, as it has barred hormone therapy and sex change surgery for minors. Biden deemed that cruel and close to sinful. It's terrible what they're doing. It's not like a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decided I want to become a man or I want to become a woman or I want to change. I mean, what are they thinking about here? They're human beings. They love. They have feelings. They have inclinations that are. I mean, it just, to me, is, I don't know is, it's cruel. Indeed, in May, Florida formally banned the mutilation of minors in the name of gender affirmation via SB 254, which Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law. Florida students and teachers will no longer have to declare their pronouns in school or be forced to use pronouns not based on biological sex. Our teachers will focus on what matters, reading, writing, and arithmetic. pic.twitter.com/svic23lff. Ron DeSantis, Edgar Ron DeSantis, May 17, 2023. That comes nearly a year after a report from Florida Medicaid found these so-called affirmative treatments to be experimental and investigational. Further, Florida also displayed some of the books found in school libraries. Another talking point at the left, many of which had inappropriate pornographic material, despite denials from the left. As Breitbart News detailed, the presentation also featured the graphic book Let's Talk About It, The Teen's Guide to Sex, Relationships, and Being a Human, which some have already considered to be pornographic in nature. The book was removed from Broward County schools, as Breitbart News detailed. Regardless, this book offers graphic depictions of how to masturbate while also including an entire section for anal sex, as the narrator detailed. It also contains sections on how to sext and considers virginity something that just doesn't work anymore in today's world. This book contains several graphic depictions of male and female genitalia, which the presentation also showed. Homebody says masturbation is meditation and speaks about how the writer wants someone to look me in the eyes when you're down there eating for your life. The narrator noted as the presentation also highlighted genderqueer, which was found in Orange, St. Lucie, and Hillsborough County schools. It is a graphic novel depicting masturbation and encouraging trans surgery by equating the scars from top surgery, the cutting off of females' breasts, with a tattoo. The narrator added as the presentation ultimately asked, If you can't discuss these books in a school board meeting, how are they appropriate for children? Despite all that, Biden proclaimed that the LGBTQ+ community remains resilient and unapologetically proud. This month and every month, let us celebrate the pride that powers the movement for LGBTQ+ rights and commit to doing our part to help realize the promise of America, for all Americans, Biden added. Related, Trump, the Republican Party is now the party of American women.